Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Chamber Channel's Five Questions podcast. This is the place where we take a deep dive with industry leaders for an inside look at their world and how they can make a difference in yours.
Beaufort County residents are going to head to the polls this election day to vote on a $439 million school bond referendum. Now, if it's approved, it would fund a large variety of countywide projects, including rebuilding Hilton Head High School, a new Bluffton Elementary School, and security upgrades. We talk to the man at the top, Beaufort County School Superintendent, Dr. Frank Rodriguez, on the proposed bond and what's involved. Let's listen. Dr. Rodriguez, let's start with a background on the bond referendum. Why now? Why this bond referendum now?
Well, school districts are passing bond referendums approximately every 4 years for the purpose of keeping up with capital maintenance needs and capital maintenance projects. And I'm talking about major capital maintenance needs and major capital maintenance projects. And so in 2019, that was the first time that the school district had passed the bond referendum in over 11 years. And so when you go 11 years without passing a bond referendum, there are significant capital maintenance projects and needs that begin to develop, particularly if you've got some older school buildings. And so in 2019, the bond referendum passed. We have executed on the projects. We've got a few left to finish, which we would conclude by the end of the upcoming summer. And so in December, we put together a Community Project Review Committee 2.0, which is what we call them. And these are made up of citizens from across Beaufort County to visit our schools, look at facilities, look at facility condition assessment reports, and make a determination as to the specific needs that they saw as citizens within our schools with respect to the facilities.
I think it's pretty great that you involved parents to the degree that you did. And that is not something all school districts do, is it?
No, but it was a great opportunity to engage our parents and to engage other members of our community that participated that may not have children in the school system either, just to stay connected with us and to get a chance to have a voice in the district's needs, certainly with respect to the facilities.
So let's give our listeners, Dr. Rodriguez, an overview of what projects are involved with the $439 million referendum.
Sure. So within the $439 million bond referendum, there are quite a few significant projects in here. We'll start with a rebuild of Hilton Head Island High School. In 2019, on that referendum, there was architectural plans and architectural work that was done as part of the 2019 bond referendum. So back then, it was identified as a specific need, and they just went ahead and did the architectural plans and left the actual work for the phase two referendum, which is this one in November 2023. So the rebuild of Hilton Head Island High School is there. A replacement Ladies Island Middle School. That was on the 2019 bond referendum. But when the list got prioritized and brought down to the $344 million referendum, that fell off the list and it didn't make the final list. And so the Community Project Review Committee put it back on this list. New elementary school in Bluffton, that'll be a pre-K to five, that's going to be on the May River campus. Pritchardville Elementary, as an example, is at 130% capacity. And wow. So essentially, there isn't much flexibility in space or room there. Other schools in Bluffton are up there around 90, 91, 92% capacity. So shifting students around isn't really the solution. There's a new elementary school there on the May River campus, a pre-K to five, that's on this referendum. Then Riverview Gym. Riverview is a district charter school. And as a district charter school, the school district bears some responsibilities with the facilities. And so it's a K to eight school, but it's the only middle school that doesn't have a gymnasium. And so this would provide Riverview a gymnasium. And then there's career and technical education programming, additions and renovations. So Bluffton High School was on the 2019 bond referendum. When the list got prioritized in 2019, they fell off the list. Community Project Review Committee put them back on this list as a need. So they get an addition of career and technical education building. May River High School gets an addition of career and technical education building, and Beaufort High School gets an addition of career and technical education building and some renovations to its existing career and technical education space. There's a technology warehouse imaging center. The district is 21,500 students. We are one-to-one, so every student gets a device from the school district. And so this would provide a small space where the district can execute on processing computers as they come in and out, imaging them, and putting protective software on there. There's HVAC replacements at four Northern Buford County schools. For example, at Port Royal Elementary School, at Buford Middle School, Buford High School, and Whale Branch Elementary School. And then, of course, we have furniture replacement at three Northern Buford County schools. That would be Port Royal Elementary. That would be Mossy Oaks Elementary School and Joseph Shanklin Elementary School. And then you have parking lots, drives, and sidewalks also at three Northern Buford County schools, which would be at St. Helena Elementary, at Battery Creek High School, and at James J. Davis Early Childhood Center. And then additional safety and security enhancements at all schools and district facilities. What we're talking about here is a sensor on exterior doors to the facilities so that if it's left open or it's propped open, it will send a signal immediately to the main panel in the main office. And then through that, we can get somebody there immediately to close it and look into why that door is open. And then there's cameras for external portions of the facility, including parking lots, and a Wi-Fi expansion in order to be able to execute on those safety and security measures. There's a new early childhood for early childhood expansion that would be just outside of River Ridge. And this would provide additional capacity for our early childhood programming. And of course, Right Choices, which is our alternative school. We currently have to bring food in for breakfast and for lunch for the students that attend. This would provide a small kitchen for food prep.
It sounds like a very well thought out plan. I mean, it's amazing the scope of it. I happen to see the plans for the high school, for Hilton Head High School, and they're really pretty amazing. I mean, it's very transformational. What's the auspices behind that particular project to really revamp it in a very big way?
Well, what it does is it allows us to update the learning environment for students. You know, Robert Small's Leadership Academy, which just opened this year from in the 2019 bond referendum, it's a state-of-the-art learning environment that essentially turns just about every space into a learning space or a learning environment space. And so this is the new educational facilities and buildings that are out there. And so trying to turn all spaces into learning spaces. And so it's a new and it's a state-of-the-art development for the school.
And if the referendum passes, Dr. Rodriguez, when can we expect these projects to begin?
So, as an example, in 2019, when the referendum passed in November, I had put together in December a citizen-led oversight committee to monitor exactly how the school district is spending the dollars of the referendum, as well as how we're executing on the projects. This referendum passes in November. We will do the same. We will continue with a citizen-led oversight committee made up of members from across the community with expertise in project management or accounting or different components that are important to that committee. And then typically when we saw in 2019, the dollars of the referendum started coming in late February, early March, and work began on projects. So for example, projects that have architectural work already done, such as the Hilton Head High School or the new elementary school in Bluffton, these two projects that have architectural work done would come out of the gates as soon as possible. Probably by March, we would see action on that.
I know you've been getting out there and talking to a lot of groups. You'll be talking to another chamber group for us next week. What is the biggest question you're getting, Dr. Rodriguez? What do you think the biggest misperception or one of the biggest questions people have about the projects?
I think with the $439 million bond referendum, I think the question we always get is, how can you execute on a $439 million bond referendum and not raise the millage? And so that's exactly what this will do. We have a strong financial team with a financial advisor. The financial advisor, the question there was, how much work can we get done without raising the millage? And so what we heard back was a $450 million plus. And so so what happens is, as a district, over the last 4 years, we've done a great job really retiring debt and paying off debt, which extends our debt capacity and positions us for an opportunity to do this. Additionally, of course, through reassessment, you have property values that have also gone up, which means between that and our debt capacity from paying off debt, that we're positioned where we don't have to raise the millage to deliver on 439. The school debt millage is at 36.3. If this passes, it will remain at 36.3.
Well, that's great news for everybody. That's for sure. Thank you so much, Dr. Rodriguez, for joining us. We look forward to hearing from you again in our Power Hour, and we'll get out there and vote. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. The podcast continues to grow, and never miss an episode of our Five Questions podcast by subscribing to the Chamber Channel on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take a moment to download, subscribe, and leave us a review. It helps us reach more people.